1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. It's amazing, isn't it, to stand on an ocean shore and watch the rolling waves of blue stretching out to the end of the sky, to contemplate the countless souls gazing back over that horizon, and to feel the breaking waves pounding into the beach. Like such ocean waves breaking on the shore, the opening verses of this chapter picture man's greatest efforts swelling up only to crash on the sand of but not have love. To all who would build their life on fine sounding words of men, verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass and a clanging cymbal. To all who would rely on man's knowledge to solve the problems that come up in life, verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith so I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. To all who would resolve humanitarian disasters or win their special friend's forgiveness by some very nice gifts or personal sacrifice, verse 3, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, I am nothing. To all who claim their love will conquer every obstacle, scale every mountain, cross the deepest sea, but are without Christ, it is finally nothing. What is this thing called love? There's probably nothing that is talked about more while it is shown less. Why is that? Romantic love fills people's hearts with happiness. It often leads to the assumption our love will last forever. People dedicate their lives to pursuing such romantic love, and yet it still crashes on the sand where thoughtful intentions have been gradually buried. Why? Well, because our actions don't match God's actions. We often proceed to do what our hearts long for, no matter how clearly God has shown that it's wrong. Like heat and stench rising from a ripe manure pile, we give off sin and fear and guilt before the holy God. Our failure to love our neighbor or even our friend when they don't do what we want, our failure to love God with all our heart, our failure to live worthy of Christ, fills us with angst, a real longing to be able to bask in that sunshine of perfect love. Yes, shown to us. But we'd also long for it to live through us. So what's the secret to such selfless, sacrificing love? The longing for everyone else to show this love to me. The self-centered reciprocity deals, if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Our society often calls those things love. but they do not deserve the same name as the selfless, sacrificing love of Jesus. Jesus is the answer to sanctified love. 1 John chapter 4, in this is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and gave His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 6 says, this love rejoices in the truth. Yes, the saving truth of Jesus and His Word. It rejoices in the gospel as its source, its sustenance, its splendor. For Christ's love never crashes in the sand. When our faith stands on His love, God washes us, washes you clean from all our sin and credits to you His own righteousness. When our intellect builds on His love, we have a very thankful reason to love one another. When our emotions cling to His unfailing love, it renews our will to love one another. Breaking news alert. Your family and friends will not always deserve such love from you, nor you from them. And so verse 5 warns us that our natural way of self-seeking sabotages this love. Yet rejoicing in the truth of Christ, you have the faith, the reason, the will to go on loving in spite of the other's action. For you see, this love has very little to do with a mere emotional response. This love is a purposeful intent to thankfully reflect Christ's love no matter what. His love enables us to rise above the fray of selfish combat. Rejoicing in this truth of Jesus, this love has both feet firmly planted on God's word, so that, verse 7, it is enabled to bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. But what happens when verse 4, pride, envy, relatively minor irritations knock us off that foundation of God's word? Too often, our attitude becomes indignant resentment, right? The pitch of our voice even changes. Our words are inappropriate. Our arguments, nothing but unearthing buried stinking corpses. Remember what you did? And planting stinging thorn bushes. You're just evil. But Jesus accepted the punishment of hell for you and me. What we deserved, He took on Himself. Planted in this saving truth, this love, verse 4, suffers long and is kind. It doesn't allow the way I feel to lift me off that ground of God's word. This love, verse 5, thinks no evil. It gives up the popular sport of berating others and recalling past wrongs. Tempted to act, verse 4, with grating arrogance, we remember instead how Jesus has reached past our arrogant attempts to prove I'm sufficient in myself, to embrace us in the security of His arms. Tempted, verse 5, to behave rudely, we remember instead how often we have rudely offended Jesus, and yet kindly, He forgives us. tempted to be irritated by things of small account, we remember instead how Jesus has never given us what we deserve. Tempted to boil over, verse 5, to be provoked, we remember instead how Jesus endured the insults of the cross without returning insult. Tempted, verse 5, to keep an account of other people's failures, we remember instead what a privilege it is that Jesus has removed the whole list of our sins from the one account book that will survive the very conflagration of this world. Standing on Christ's love, we have the faith, reason, and will to love one another. So now's the time to stop talking about love and show it. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 419, 419, stanza 3.